Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill Ryder hosts Middays on the CBS Sports Radio Network. And you see him on CBS Sports HQ. And he's in Los Angeles. And the Heat beat the depleted Lakers squad last night. So we thought we'd talk some hoops. Can you glean anything from the victory the Heat had last night over the Lakers? And maybe nothing... I understand it's a depleted Lakers roster, but did you look at the game and say to yourself, you know what, the Lakers at full strength would beat this Heat team by 30? Or what? Is there no way to take anything away from that?
I think it's so – I mean, the only thing I can glean from the Lakers these days is that LeBron James turns you into a contender, and the Lakers are not as well run as people here like to believe they are, right? I mean, they are such a bad basketball team. Without LeBron, I don't know what to make of you guys, because the Lakers did cover, right? Like, I mean, they made it somewhat competitive. I also bet on the Lakers. So it was one of those rare moments where I was just cheering aggressively for the Lakers. No, there's not a lot of takeaways. And the Heat are interesting, right? Because you tell me that Victor Oladipo is going to be totally healthy for the Heat, and I have one perspective on what Miami might be, right? Like, against actual teams with players who aren't hurt. And you tell me that he won't be, and I have a different answer. It's a really weird sort of crowded year, I think, across the spectrum in the NBA.
And Ryder, speaking of Oladipo, man, like you said, we have to be concerned with his leg, you know, with his injury history. And also he came out and said that one of his legs aren't the same size as the other one, so that put up red flags. But to your point, if he's healthy, what is the scouting report on Victor Oladipo? I saw him destroy somebody and dunk on him last night, but then I also see him limp into the locker room. Like, what's the scouting report on Victor?
So I actually called at trade deadline time, right? I did the whole talk to – how many did I talk to? 11 GMs and 10 scouts, a bunch of people, right? Just like shooting the breeze. And I don't think there was a more divisive person and like a more sort of divisive – series of answers than what people see in Victor Oladipo. Some people I talk to that I respect, guys that, you know more about basketball than I'll ever know in three lifetimes, think that he is going to return to being an all-star, especially if he finds the right home, and that would obviously be the Miami Heat, given everything that they're about and how it's a fit for the old Oladipo. But there are certainly equally impressive people who think that he's done, that he's just physically not the same player, and that he's never going to return to that form. So I don't want to cop out on the answer. I don't know. I do know. What are they, 3-1? I think when Oladipo's played, Miami, you guys, team is 3-1. And you said it. There's flashes of that excellence. I think it's one of the – I know it's one of the big question marks around the NBA, but I don't think people know. Or they certainly don't agree.
Well, you add Oladipo and Trevor Ariza and Nemanja Bjelica. Where are they? In the East, where are they in the pantheon of the NBA? Obviously, they come out of the East last year, but it was in the bubble, and they didn't have a Brooklyn team to contend with the way that they do this season, or Philly the way that they're playing. So where are they, in your opinion?
So, yeah, it's a great question. So first of all, I think the Nets have a wide range of outcomes that are, I think, really reasonable to buy into. I don't buy into this, but I understand why people think they could win an NBA championship and, like the Warriors a few years ago, lose a single game. And I certainly think it's possible the Nets could self-destruct from injury or personality or a little bit of both. So if you just presume the Nets are not a sure thing in the East, I think the Heat are a second-tier team. But I think it's one of those rare years where a second-tier team can make a run to the NBA Finals. And if there's no LeBron or there's no AD, if one of those guys are injured or not entirely themselves, I think the whole thing is wide open. And guys, I don't sort of know what the vibe is in Miami, but I subscribe to the belief that last year's run of the Finals was legitimate for the Heat, that it's something you can build on, that it's not a one-off. And, you know, if Jimmy Butler's healthy and all the guys you described contribute and Tyler Hero returns to any kind of, I know he's on the bench now, right? But any kind of playoff hero at times performance level, I mean, there's enough depth and excellence. I think they're a contender. I just think there are probably five or six teams in the East that are also in the same boat. So it's a matter of execution come the playoffs.
And Bill, speaking of the addition with the Heat, you know, we needed somebody to help Bam, and Drummond obviously picked the Lakers. Aldridge went to the Nets. We even mixed out on damn Gorgie Dieng, however you say his name. Was that surprising that Pat couldn't close on any big man in this trade deadline?
No, it's not. And it's one of I just hate the buyout market with a burning passion, because it's the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and it's such an imbalance. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, if you, like, dive into his, you know, whatever you want to say about Pop, his per 36-minute numbers this year, he only played 25 minutes a game in San Antonio, were shockingly good, on the level with some of his years in Portland when he was at or just about to hit stardom. I mean, that guy can still ball, especially in limited minutes. So, no, I'm not surprised, because those players are going to go to one of two teams. They're going to go to the team in the Eastern Conference they think is head and shoulders above everybody else, and that's the Nets. Again, I'm not sure I buy that, but I understand why you would if you're Blake Griffin or you're Aldridge. Or they're going to go play with LeBron James, right, because that's the easiest path to a championship. And if you're in the buyout market and teams want you, I think that's almost exclusively the only decision you're making. Who is the odds-on favorite? And literally the Nets and the Lakers are the betting favorite, so that's where you go.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's a really flawed system. Somebody gets bought out, and then they just go and look where they're going to get the easiest ring. Yeah, I wonder if there is a way to correct that. Bill Ryder is with us, CBS Sports Radio Network. You mentioned a couple times, you sound a little bit leery of Brooklyn, of what you think they might be able to do. And you said you consider the Heat's victory, the coming out of the East and then losing to the Lakers in the NBA Finals last year, totally legit. Could the Heat come out of the East again, in your opinion? I mean, yeah, They're essentially the same team, you know, without Jay Crowder, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think they could. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a few factors here, right? One is, what are the Nets? And I think it's a really interesting question mark. And it's certainly conceivable the Nets will be so good if they're healthy and those guys get along and it clicks and there's rhythm that they're unbeatable by any team in the East. I think that's a reasonable outcome. I don't think it's the outcome that's going to happen. So that's one hurdle. I think the Milwaukee Bucks are utterly fascinating. I mean, they're one of the only teams in the NBA that's in the top 10 in offensive and defensive rating, which historically matters. I think NBA history has been warped a little bit by LeBron and even Jordan, where there was a time where you had to lose a bunch to teams or just working your way up to, you know, the Celtics did it to the Sixers and the Pistons did it to the Celtics and the Bulls did it to the Pistons. Like, losing a couple times in a row with an MVP or star didn't mean you couldn't do it. But that is the view of the Bucks now. If you don't subscribe to that view, I think that they're a huge challenge. But if you think Milwaukee's still vulnerable in the playoffs, which a lot of people do, and you think the Nets are vulnerable because that trio of unlikable superstars is also unreliable together, yeah, I think the Miami Heat have a really good chance. I think there are serious question marks about the Sixers and, frankly, Doc Rivers in postseason performances. So that's really sort of hard to riddle out. I mean, right now, I think the Heat are technically fourth and a game above, what, the seventh spot? I mean, it's so crowded. It's a really interesting NBA season. I think hard to narrow these teams into tiers that aren't pretty full of a lot of different teams.
And just a follow-up, something you said earlier in the interview, the Lakers aren't a well-run organization. You know, it was Big Bus, now it's Genie Bus. But way back from Magic and Kareem to Kobe and Shaq and now Bron and AD, like, how can you be not well-run and continue to win championships decades after decades?
Here's what I'll say. Like, I actually think Genie Bus is a really impressive owner, and I think that Rob Pelinka has done a pretty impressive job. So maybe it's more accurate to say that Jim Buss ran that thing into the ground. And I think a lot of us forgot how long of a cultural and talent overhaul is required. And minus LeBron, it looks a lot different. Look, Anthony Davis is amazing, and I don't want this to sound like a criticism of AD because he's incredible, but he is also Humpty Dumpty. It should be in his contract that he can't go near a wall because he is injured all the time. And I've seen that guy be the best player, like an incredible player on a team without the right talent around him. And that team is the old Pelicans teams that like almost never made the postseason and didn't advance with a time or two with him that it did. So it's just, they're not the Miami Heat. They're not even the Boston Celtics who are underperforming or the Sixers. There's not a stable of talent that's a part of that organization, the Lakers, that are culturally or through the draft or player development separate from LeBron James, right? Like it is a LeBron James story. Brandon Ingram's really good. He's playing somewhere else. I think Lonzo Ball's a really nice player, especially defensively. He's playing some, like the one guy they kept is Kyle Kuzma, and he's underwhelming. So I think they'll eventually get there, and they obviously have this amazing bridge in LeBron James. But his absence, and really AD's absence, is a reminder, there is no – I mean, the Toronto Raptors lost Kawhi and were really good last year, right? Like, that the Lakers are still, without LeBron, I think, way behind the eight ball. But they're also digging out from a hole that Jim Buss put them in for a long time.
Bill Ryder, CBS Sports Radio, and CBS Sports HQ. What are you more into this weekend? I think this says a lot about a person. Are you more into the Masters or WrestleMania?
I'm more into El Clasico. Is that an acceptable answer? Am I allowed to
say? Is El Clasico
to, like, say, like,
this weekend? I didn't even know that. It tells you what I think about soccer.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Go Barcelona.
I was going to make the joke, who's playing this year?
are you not into the
Masters or WrestleMania?
So I'm not, like, wrestling miss me a lot, like having any kind of rhythm or dance moves. I know it's a character flaw, but it is what it is. Like, I just don't have it. I don't got it. So that's a no. And I'm trying to be into the Masters, and I golf badly, but I love the sport, and Augusta is obviously beautiful. But minus Tiger, the most interesting thing yesterday was that poor dude who, on an eagle putt, just like put the ball in the pot. I'm supposed to say something else because I work for CBS, but I'm going to watch a lot of baseball, a lot of NBA, and I'm going to watch El Clasico. Like, that's what I'm going to watch this weekend.
And Bill, be honest now. Do you like El Clasico because of on the pitch or the stands? Because I went when it was at Dolphin Stadium, and the stands were way more entertaining than the field.
So mine's weird. I just went to Barcelona with my family like 3 years ago, fell in love with it. I want to move there. Like, I'm all about it. I want to learn to speak Spanish. I want to learn to speak Catalan. And so I just like the city. And then I started watching soccer in the pandemic. And I'm like, wow, this is a pretty good sport. No wonder 6 billion people watch it. And I've become weirdly obsessed with La Liga. So it's just like, this Messi guy's pretty talented. Who knew? So I don't know what happened. I woke up one day an international soccer fan. It's real weird.
Man, I can't do it. I can't get into it. And even, like, I got into some weird crap just to gamble when the pandemic first started. I was betting on Australian horse racing. I was at TVG 3 a.m. because Australia was running. Solana, how can you be executive producing our show and not tell us the entire week when I keep talking about what a great sports weekend this is, how could you never mention till Bill Ryder comes on that El Clasico is this weekend?
Bill, don't let Hawk fool you. Anytime I try to bring up soccer, they shut me down immediately. And I have El Clasico in my headlines. You wanted Masters updates before I could get there. So don't let him fool you, Bill.
I mean, that's a huge thing, El Clasico. I don't know who plays it. Who's it? It's
Barcelona, Real Madrid. Do we have a hard out, or can I get some advice from you guys? Do you guys want to give me some professional advice?
Knock yourself out. Hard outs. I mean, this is local AM radio. Yeah, we don't even know if the program director listens.
Hey, that would be going around then. But not at my station, of course. So I got this giant mansion next to me that, like, is for rent for an obscene amount of money. And yesterday, I won't say who, but a very, very famous NBA player who I do not have a great relationship with was touring the house with his family. And I'm conflicted as to whether or not I should warn the poor SOB. Like, if you move in, I'm going to talk about you on the radio every day by name. Like, this
who
is not a safe space.
Does Bill Ryder not have a good relationship with in the NBA?
I mean, so, like,
trying to figure out.
Look, he also may not remember me. I won't flatter myself to pretend that he remembers me, but he may. But the question is, should I warn him, or should I just lean into, like, one a year of just pure confrontational content. I'm not really sure which
I would befriend
which lane to get
him.
In.
I'd befriend him, but that's me.
I'll try that too.
The mansion sounds
nice. I'm gonna try. I think it's gonna go well. I mean, I'm gonna try. I'll try to step brother this thing and become best friends overnight, but it could, you know, it could go a different direction.
Bill, my advice, you know, we're in a world of content, and that would create great content day to day. I would say let him move in.
All right, I'm gonna hide then. I'm not gonna warn him. Poor dude.
Is it Boogie Cousins?
Can't say. Oh, you know what? If he moves in, because I don't want someone to like tag the guy, right? You can't tag every player in this market. I'll come back on if he moves in, and I'll give you all the details and the name and how that relationship's going.
And Bill, write your initials in his yard in bleach at night, and the grass will die. So yeah, there'll be just big BRs all in his yard.
Maybe I'll write a welcome to the neighborhood column at CBSSports.com and just like criticize the hell out of him like day one and just see how it goes.
I'm looking on your Wikipedia to see if you have any famous feuds that I could, you know, because like if you look at Jim Rome and Bill Ryder fills in for Jim Rome all the time. And this week was the anniversary of Jim Rome Jim Everett and Chrissy Everett, the whole, which if you fast forward to 2021, obviously, it's awful in so many levels. Like to insult a man by calling him a girl's name and insinuating that he plays sports like a girl, like you can't do that because that's inappropriate. Like the whole thing is so wild to me. But that's an iconic sports radio, even though it happened on TV. That's an iconic sports radio moment, no?
Oh yeah. No, I know Jim, and Jim's great to me. I don't know the other Jim, once called Chris, but like Jim Rome, I mean, things worked out pretty good for him.
Oh my God. You know, I mean, that, I'm telling you, he's got to look back on that because that launched him. Like, he's got to look back on that and go, smartest thing I ever did. Might have been even better if Jim Everett really kicked his ass instead of just flipped the table.
I mean, the only guy I have a real beef with is Chris Paul, and Chris Paul does know me, and Chris Paul, I would, like, just call his people and be like, hey, dude, I live next door. Just take Cliff and Chris
really?
And go
you have a he's a little sour. He's a little sour, Chris Paul,
no,
huh?
Nobody likes Chris Paul.
No, nobody likes him. Here's the thing. Like, he was such a phony and screamed at my whatever. Who cares? TV crew was such a jerk that, like, I guess he didn't anticipate that I was going to get a radio show in L.A. and just tell that story every day for 2 years because it made me laugh. So, like, yeah, that's a real strong. It's a real good relationship. Yeah, yeah. And, you guys have been around this, right? Like, some guys are good dudes. Some guys are total phonies. Chris Paul's the biggest phony I've ever met. I've got the stories and the reporting to back it up, and I like to talk about it. So that's not a deep friendship by any stretch.
I like that. All right. We'll take some pictures of whoever moves in next door to you and text them to me.
You got it. I got you.
it's the Iron Sheik. It's like somebody from wrestling from my day. All right. Bill Ryder, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports HQ, CBSSports.com as well. Thank you, Bill. Always fun.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Bill Ryder. Hey. Yeah, I would just avoid. I would try to befriend them. You know me. I would become their best friend.
I don't want to, you know, put Bill in a bad situation, but there's no apartments next to mansions. Bill got him a damn monster.
Absolutely. No, there's Bill's been doing it right in media for a long time now. He's not in that rare 2-1 next to the mansion.
NBA players moving in next door. Yeah, I got the 2-1. Get out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.